Snow Rescue, written by Paul Mason. The school bus raced along the road through the forest. On board, the children were excited. They were going on a school sports trip. There were going to be lots of sports: archery, cycling, football, and even swimming in the lake. Jade, Samantha, Mike, and Jack couldn't wait to get there.
I can't wait to get to the cabin.
Me too.
We can explore the forest.
A whole weekend of sports.
But one student wasn't excited. Anders, the exchange student from Norway. He was far away from home, and he was very lonely. Finally, they arrived. The cabin was in the middle of the forest, a long way from the nearest town. Everyone in the class got off the bus and looked around. It was beautiful.
Okay, class, get your bags off the bus and find your rooms.
Yes, Mr. Fleming.
But Mrs. Harvey and Miss Olive were worried.
I think those dark clouds are coming our way.
They could bring snow.
Mr. Fleming opened the door to the old cabin, and the children raced to choose their beds. Anders walked slowly on his own. He didn't really want to be on the trip.
I get the top bed.
Not if I get there first.
Miss Olive and Mrs. Harvey found their room. Mrs. Harvey was starting to feel ill.
Are you feeling okay, Mrs. Harvey? You look pale.
I'll be fine. I'll just lie down for a bit.
That night, as the children sat around the log fire, the snow began to fall. It fell slowly at first, then faster and faster.
Snow!
But what about the football game in the morning?
We can have a snowball fight instead.
Count me in!
But Mrs. Harvey couldn't stop shivering. She went to bed early. The next morning, there was snow all around the cabin. The children dug out a path. The road was under the snow too. The children couldn't play football, but they were very excited.
What an adventure!
Let's build a snowman!
But the teachers were getting worried. Mrs. Harvey was not well. She did not get up for breakfast. She stayed in bed. Mr. Fleming tried to phone the doctor, but the phone in the cabin didn't work.
Oh no, my mobile phone doesn't work either.
and the road to the town is blocked with snow.
But Anders had an idea. He knew there were some skis in the cabin. Back home in Norway, he used skis every winter. Skiing was the national sport. Anders learned to ski when he was very young. Maybe they could ski to the town.
Mr. Fleming, what about the skis? We can use them to get help.
But I can't ski.
I can ski a bit. Anders and I can go, and he can help me.
Anders and Mr. Fleming took the skis off the wall and took them outside. The children watched while Anders helped Miss Olive put them on.
Oh, I haven't skied in a long time.
Don't worry. Skiing is very popular in Norway. I have won races.
Anders led the way through the thick snow. Miss Olive waved goodbye to Mr. Fleming and the children.
Be careful!
Keep warm!
Bye!
Good luck, Anders!
The road through the forest was thick with snow. Their skis swished over the snow. It made Anders remember the cross-country skiing races in Norway. Miss Olive was doing her best to keep up.
Oh, this is hard work. I'm glad we're fit and healthy.
You're doing very well, Miss Olive.
Soon, they could see the town in the distance. They started to go faster.
It's not far now.
I hope Mrs. Harvey is okay.
Back at the cabin, the children were worried. Anders and Miss Olive had been gone for a long time.
Do you think they're okay?
I'm sure they're fine.
Anders knows what he's doing.
Mr. Fleming was worried about Mrs. Harvey.
Oh dear, she's getting worse.
Just then, a rumbling noise came from the forest. The noise got closer and closer. Jade and Mike went outside to see what it was.
What's that noise?
It sounds like an engine.
Suddenly, a snowplow came through the trees. It was clearing the blocked road. Anders and Miss Olive were in the snowplow with the driver. And with them was the doctor.
It's them!
They made it!
Oh, thank goodness.
Later, after seeing the doctor and taking some medicine, Mrs. Harvey was much better. Everyone sat in front of the fire, drinking hot chocolate. The children wanted to hear all about the snow rescue. Everyone wanted to talk to Anders. What a good sport he was! Now Anders had a big smile on his face. He was happy he was on the sports trip.
Were you scared?
The snow was very deep in some places.
Oh, can you teach me how to ski?
Me too! And me!